morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Well, I've been good, and don't say it. Tom, don't say it. Yeah, I'm wearing my Green Bay hat.
Yeah, you are. It's hard to be in the studio with you right now.
Well, they gave the 49ers a good battle.
You know, we pulled up to the station. You were just getting here. I thought you were still weeping your
joy. No, I was busy putting the finishing touches on my Seahawk voodoo doll.
Yes. Oh, boy. Boy, tough, tough crowd around here with him. We might have to cut that mic off a little bit. So, and we have with us in the studio a resident lending expert and leading Seahawk fan, Mr. Tom Coyne. Tom, how are you?
I am doing great. It's been a great start to the year. Got engaged. That was a big deal.
That was a huge deal. Yeah. Congratulations.
Excited about that. And, just getting 2014 off to a good start.
Well, that's a really good start to it. And that, that happens this time of year. You know, we get New Year's resolutions and people making big decisions and fantastic ones like you did yourself. And a lot of times this time of year in those planning stages and stuff, that ends up leading to real estate purchases and decisions.
Children.
That's a lot to go over and stuff. But, yeah, great way to start it off. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I saw that on Facebook, I was extremely excited for both of you. So,
cool.
Well, very good. We always like to start off with some local real estate news and a celebrity news story. We'll save the local story because that is actually the local real estate news story is our entire show topic today. So we will start off with a quick celebrity real estate story. We always like these shockers, generally out of New York. But Saturday Night Live cast member Seth Meyers recently bought a 994 square foot apartment. Okay, yeah.
That's not very big.
$3.5 million.
Oh, my.
In the West Village. And it is ridiculous what will happen. And they say, like real estate transactions, buyers generally pay for location. This is a pre-war building with views of the Hudson River and Greenwich Village. But it is crazy to think, you know, he's currently the head writer and host of the Weekend Update on SNL, and recently announced that he's going to replace Jimmy Fallon of the late night talk show once Fallon replaces Leno.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely location there, he's ingrained in that, but it works out to be, just because I wanted to check, $3,546 per square foot.
Wow.
That's incredible. You know, maybe he's spending so much time in the studio, he doesn't need a big house.
He doesn't need a big house, I guess. And him himself was recently married, so I don't know how long that 900 square feet is going to last him. But when you look at our upper-end prices of properties, you know, in Tri-Cities, occasionally we will see something sneak over 200. And it's generally on the river with a dock or something like that. So to look at something that goes from that aspect to $3,500 a square feet is just absolutely mind-blowing. So local Tri-Cities real estate news and a big deal for us in the show. And if some of the listeners picked up on it, I said in the intro, Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team. And did not say of Prudential Now Realty, because I'm no longer legally obligated to say that in my intro, because now the Kenmore team is its own brokerage.
Congrats.
And
that's huge.
Well, thank you. We talked about big changes, and this time of year, changeovers that you start to see in the community with our intro. So thanks for leading me into that. But, Karen and I have decided that it was time for us to open Kenmore Team as an independent real estate brokerage here in the local community. And we had been with Prudential previously for 14 years. It was fantastic, wonderful company to work for. But it was time for us to kind of take it to the next level and build some of that branding in with a local presence. And
it probably gives you an opportunity to maybe do some things the way that you, I mean, you're in 100% control now.
Well, that's the thing. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is why an independent brokerage, why that decision, give you guys a little insight to who we are and why we're operating the way we are, so that the listeners can kind of get to know us a little bit in that capacity. And I've got to tell you, the listening audience and the referrals that come from our listeners and the radio are a huge part of that success and has propelled us to be able to do that. But one of the things is we look at trends that are happening. We're always looking across the nation and looking at what people are doing in the real estate industry and what trends are happening. And I would say probably 7 to 9 years ago, earlier on in my real estate career, I probably wouldn't, because of technology available, probably would not have been able to make the decision that I did to open an independent brokerage company. What you had in the past was, as the internet and technologies and information was newer, you had very expensive systems that you needed large brokerages to purchase for you and then spread the cost of that investment over a large number of agents. Well, now with what's happening in that realm with technology, a lot of the leading technology companies that are developing these type of systems for real estate agents are developing them outside of corporate structures. They're developing those independently. They have the ability with programming and the web and getting information out faster than ever before that a lot of the leading technologies that we are employing to use, we found ourselves going outside of our normal realm to purchase those, and we were purchasing those independently anyway. So the technology change has been absolutely mind-blowing to allow that to happen. We actually believe by being in that position, we have a bigger edge over the competition by being able to purchase some of those third-party systems with the extra revenue prior to anybody else doing it. So that is a huge, huge choice for us. And McKay, you brought up a great point. It gives us the control to be able to make that decision and implement those technologies faster than ever before.
And it's kind of like where people, maybe a rough analogy, but 20, 25 years ago, even 15 years ago, people doing their own taxes online.
Yeah, no.
It was unheard of, but now there are so many things that people can do themselves because of the advent of technology that is readily available to the public.
Yeah, it really is interesting.
Well, you think of it really simple like this, like when a color television came out. It was such new technology, so expensive, very few could have it. And all the technology that's come out over the last 10 years for real estate companies, the big three, you know, when you talk about Prudential, Windermere, Coldwell Banker, those large companies could afford these, and now that the technology has become more available, it allows something like this to happen. It's fantastic.
Exactly. And then the point number two that I wrote down, and another reason so people can kind of understand our perspective of where we're coming from, is what has happened in our industry is we've seen a real need to specialize. To specialize in specific aspects of the job that you're doing. And so to do that, what ends up happening is you end up with a team concept very much like we have, and we've talked about on the show, and I'll talk about it a little bit more after the break as we go through our exact setup. But what happens in that scenario is I end up being responsible as a managing broker. So what in the way things have changed in Washington in recent years is you have to be a managing broker to be able to supervise other agents. Even when you have a team like that, you become responsible for the actions of those agents on your team. So, and it is the same license with just a different designation from becoming a managing broker to being what is most people know as the designated broker of the entire company. So in a lot of aspects, I was already acting in that capacity had the licenses that I needed to, so it made the transition a little bit easier for us. For the last couple of years, we've been a managing broker in that aspect. So they've changed that, and with that liability change, sometimes I figure if I'm already doing it, I might as well take the next step. So that was another thing, being that we have to have that in place so that we can legally and properly, manage our team. So it gives us a lot more flexibility, too, with being able to hire the positions that we need over the next coming years as we expand and have a business plan to grow our team out a little bit more to gain some market share. That allows us to do that quicker and faster than we ever could before. So speed comes into a lot of the choices of being able to make those decisions quickly and then execute on it. And so that is the big announcement.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kenmore Team is the newest independent brokerage here in Tri-Cities. So,
well, you've done such a great job over the last couple of years of branding the Kenmore Team, and you guys have a great reputation in town, and that's really attributed to the service you give to your guys' clients.
Well, and that's what bottom line is can we provide better service in that new capacity and in that venture? And in my conviction, we absolutely can. And so that was just a no-brainer for us at that point. And we just really look forward to the growth that's coming up and what we're going to be doing. Now, Tom, one of the things that I like to do at the beginning of the year is we're starting to reintroduce this brokerage to our listeners and what's going on in Tri-Cities. But I think as we kind of launch our radio show this year, and you and I have sat down and said, okay, here's what we want the listeners to know the next 3-4 months out as we look at those topics. But tell us a little bit about your background and Sterling. I know you're there for a reason. And tell us a little bit about, for those that don't know, why you're at Sterling.
Well, Lance, I thought you had a great idea on today's show just talking about who we are. And if you've lived in the Tri-Cities for a while and have bought, sold, or refinanced real estate, there's a good chance you've come across either my name or Lance's name and the Kenmore Team. And it's just because we've worked really hard over a long period of time to build a strong reputation in the community. I know I've been in lending for 10 years. Lance, you're right at, 14 years?
14 years, yeah, in real estate.
It's incredible. So a lot of the experience and knowledge we have couldn't be achieved without one simple thing.
Yeah.
It's just time.
Time.
Over time, you see new situations, circumstances arise that you're forced to find a solution to. I occasionally think, I've seen it all. And then, bam, something new comes up.
Yeah, right.
That's what makes our job so great. No two clients or no two transactions are the same. And there's a lot of value to our clients knowing that they're working with someone who's been in the business for so long and who's adequately equipped to offer them the best service they can find. So I suppose I'll start with my background before I talk about Sterling Home Loans. I started doing home loans when I was 19 years old.
That's amazing.
It's crazy to say that. I'm 29 now, so it's been right at 10 years in the business. Home loans is basically all I've ever done out of high school. Graduated from Richland High, went on to WSU Tri-Cities to get my bachelor's degree while I was already doing loans. And I've gone from doing 50 loans a year to consecutive years over 100 transactions, then to 150 transactions, and recently just hit 200 transactions this last year. So this was definitely a personal milestone for me. I've heard of very, very few loan officers in town that have been able to achieve that. So it's a big deal. I'm really excited that my team and I were able to achieve that.
Well, when you talk about that experience, I mean, when you sit down and do, 200, 300 loans in a row like that, like you said, you probably haven't seen it all, but you've seen the vast majority of it.
And a lot of times you don't even realize how much knowledge you've gained over the last 10 years until that phone rings and someone tells you their situation, and all of a sudden you're jogging back in your memory from 4 years ago, and you say, oh, geez, I ran into this with so-and-so. You go and pull out your notes, and then you know exactly how to handle that situation.
Fantastic.
So it's really a good service to our clients, and it's something that I wasn't able to offer early in my career just simply because I didn't have as much knowledge as I have now. So that's a big deal. But Sterling Bank actually offered or awarded me with recognition for Employee of the Year last year as well.
Oh, that's been, congratulations. It's been a big couple of weeks for you.
Oh, he's going to be insufferable now.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a pretty cool honor. So business has continued to grow and evolve every year, and it's certainly a testament to the level of service my team and I provide. And we're constantly looking for better and more efficient ways to serve our clients to remain among the best lending teams in the market.
Very, very good stuff. We're coming up against our first break. We've talked a lot about our independent brokerage, opening the Kenmore team. Thank you so much for the listeners who have supported us in being able to do that to this point. We look forward to even growing it even more in the next weeks, months, and years as we continue on. And after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that structure, how we're set up now, and how that means better results for our clients.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been discussing some local real estate issues, and our big announcement this week is the Kenmore team as a new independent brokerage here in town. So we've been super excited about that. And one of the things that we talked about briefly before the break that I told the listeners we would definitely talk about afterwards is kind of the structure, why I see this as necessary and moving forward how we're set up. And there's a movement in the real estate business right now and some new brokerages. It's funny, we talk about a lot of these New York areas, and I usually bring a celebrity real estate story from New York or California. But one of the great things about what they're doing in those markets, and one of the reasons why we watch that, is a lot of the newer trends in real estate come out of markets like that and then slowly start to spread, you know, across the country. And it also, one of the nice things is I think their commissions are so high, they can try a lot of these new things and make the mistakes. So I gotta wait until I feel it's been proven. But one of the things that a lot of folks are having a big success with is it's really become more and more difficult as the business has become, the technologies have become slightly more complicated, and there's more places to have your houses displayed and more places for buyers to look at, is it's really hard to be an expert in every single one of those systems. You know, can I be here doing the radio show and at the same time letting an appraiser into a house? But we need to do that to get your houses sold. Well, I can't do that. But if I have someone on our team where that is their job, is to make sure the appraisers always get in, make sure the inspectors always get in, then I can do things like be here on the radio, talk to the listeners, promote people's listings, and kind of get that marketing side done that needs to be done to get houses sold. So one of the things that we've done is we've really set up is, and that's why we kept the name the way it was, is we've really set up a team approach where we have team huddles and we talk about where we're at in the system and where everybody is so that we know they're getting the best service. What that allows us to do is allows me to really work with sellers as much as possible with getting their homes on the market, making sure they're priced correctly, using that local knowledge base to make sure that happens. And in fact, because of all of our referrals and everything, there's actually two of us that do that on the team. Alex Burden on our team is our listing agent, is our second listing agent, and he is he's a 7-year agent, another local Tri-Cityan that has that local knowledge that just is absolutely invaluable. And so that really helps because he can really work with those sellers on making sure they have that price right, they have the house presented right, they get things cleaned up that need to be cleaned up. Now, while he's doing that, he also has backup. So Alex has two licensed agents that work for him and I, and they don't do anything with contracts or listing properties. Their job is to make sure that these websites are maintained, that the pictures are correct on those websites. When the website messes it up, and they do, that they can go in there and get that fixed and repaired and get that handled. And also,
there's nothing more annoying than going, regardless of the product or service, you go online, you see something that's wrong, you're upset.
You're right. You just are. It's natural. So the faster that we can have somebody dedicated to making those changes, the more likely we are to sell that property faster. And then one of the things that really happens is when you are searching for a home, it is really intense. When you are trying to find that perfect home for yourself, it is really intense. And so we, with our setup on that team, is we have dedicated buyer's agents. We have two dedicated buyer's agents, each with over 5 years' experience, Jeremy Osmus being one of those agents also, to another local product of the Tri-Cities. Dad's a builder, has amazing, you know, knowledge about the market and what's gone on. So we have folks that we put, and their mission, their sole mission in life is to find you a buyer that perfect house. Because, and they can concentrate on that because they have that backup. And then once they've found that house for the buyer, we have another licensed agent, a third one on the team that is not allowed to sell. And her name is Chris Cogill, and if people have ever worked with her, it's just incredible. And so what she does is she takes that buyer from that contract. Once those buyer agents do what they do best and they negotiate that best possible deal and have found the perfect property, then they turn that file over to Chris. And Chris's job is to make sure the next 42 details are handled and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, the inspections are ordered, so that that property actually closes. Because in the midst of those 42 other steps that have to go through, there are so many things that can happen. And so then they get her dedicated, so that's all she has to worry about. She doesn't have to worry about going to the next networking meeting, finding the next buyer, showing the other four buyers' houses and make that decision. What's more important, finding these other four buyers that house or making sure this deal closes? You know, her mind is not of two places. She is at one place, and that is that contract closes.
Well, that's so important, because when someone's selling a house or buying a house, a lot of times they need their agent, and they need them right now when that perfect house comes on the market. And if that agent is off doing eight other duties besides selling houses, that time's just not there for the buyer or the seller.
Well, it makes you wonder, how could you do this job by yourself?
Well, you do a lot less deals. And then that brings up a whole other aspect of what we talk about. And that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought that up, McKay. And so what happens is you do a lot less deals because you do have to do all of that. And so when you do a lot less deals, you lose a lot of that momentum and excitement that builds. And so for our sellers, if I can show 30 buyers a month their house, you know, versus 3 or 4, our exposure to that pool has grown to the point where we have a lot of momentum, a lot of extra exposure. The more buyers that are calling our offices about those properties and from those websites and those inquiries, that just doubles.
And you generate more business than it snowballs.
It just quadruples the amount of business that we can do. And so that's what ends up happening, is there is that other aspect that you bring up, but my way is so much more fun.
Well, if you are trying to fill all those roles and your business starts to build because you're good at what you do, eventually your service levels will fall.
Yeah, and
unless you bring in more people.
Unless you bring in the ability. And so we've really, I mean, I'm not joking when I'm saying with McKay, it's just way more fun my way. And that's the way I want to keep it, you know, because I want to do what I'm really good at. And my other members, I've hired what I'm not good at. Mm-hmm. And they're way better at it than I am. I always laugh because someone will ask me to do a certain aspect that I don't normally do. Like take pictures, for instance. They're awful if I take them. And so I've got to have a team member that can take those pictures.
Take a picture of the floor you get
and showcase the house correctly. So we have a lot of fun with it. We love our setup and the way we put it together. And in the end, it just works out to be the best thing for the client. So, Tom, talk to us a little bit, though, about Sterling. I mean, it's just, we've done so many loans with you guys last year. It's just, I don't know. All I know is it's incredible, you know. And so, I mean, you've got to give us a little background of about how it becomes incredible, because the service, the pricing, everything for our clients you guys do is fantastic.
You know, it's funny you talk about how you have different people for every role, and it just makes the whole machine run a lot smoother, and it's the exact same thing we have at Sterling. So when someone comes into me, they're talking about their loan options. I'm putting them to the best program. I'm pricing their loan. I'm getting their loan started. I'm communicating with the client. I'm letting them know exactly what to expect through the whole loan process. And then I hand that file off. And that file goes to our gal who orders out the file. That's ordering the appraisal, ordering title, any other specific order outs that we need. She gets that ball rolling. You know, my highest and best use is not contacting the title company or arranging an appraisal day and time. My highest and best use is talking to the clients about their loan options. And then once the order out is done, it then goes to our processing team. And our processors are rounding up documentation we need. They're getting the file ready to go to underwriting. They're handling all the small little details that make that loan go smooth. And then they send it off to the underwriter. And the underwriter, her sole job is to verify that that loan meets all the guidelines. And if it does, she gives it the clear to close. And then it comes back to our processing team where they draw the docs, and then they send the file out to the escrow officer. So you see that there's all these different parts in a loan transaction, and if I was trying to do each one of those parts myself, I would do one-fifth of the volume I do.
Right.
Or if I even attempted to maintain the levels of loans that we do, our service would not be anywhere close to what it is.
You wouldn't have any hair left.
I wouldn't have the time to devote to the clients what they need. I mean, it's a big deal when you're getting a loan and you need to be there to be able to answer those calls and call them back right away, respond to those emails. And if you're running around doing all these other things, you couldn't do it. But when my company started out here in Tri-Cities, it used to be Golf Savings Alone. And for 10 years, Golf built this reputation as one of the strongest lenders in the area. And like it happens so often in business, with their successes, they attracted the attention of Sterling Savings Bank, who then acquired Golf. And for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been operating as Sterling Bank Home Loan Division. And we continue to be in the top two volume lenders in Benton and Franklin counties every single month. And I believe it's important to share this because we simply wouldn't be able to maintain the status if we weren't day in and day out offering some of the most competitive interest rates and highest levels of service in the market. And it's absolutely no secret to anyone in the industry that Sterling Home Loans is one of the premier lenders in the Tri-Cities.
It's not, and I mean, we couldn't do what we do if you weren't acting like that on your end. So, I mean, we really appreciate that because we don't really have a lot of tolerance for not acting like that.
Right.
I mean,
in other words, they don't handle incompetence and it doesn't do well.
Well, I just wouldn't put my clients in that situation. I mean, if I knew, you know, they weren't going to deliver the way you guys do. So that, I mean, that there is just, it's fantastic.
There's just one way to do business and that's how we do it. And anything less than that is just not acceptable. But some of the things I think make Sterling so special is just the quality of people we have working for us. We're not just going to hire any loan officer to produce loans. There's a lot of companies in town that if you got a pulse, they want you in a seat trying to get loans done. And it takes a special person that contributes to our culture, and our culture is extremely important. We want everyone happy to come to work because they're better at their job, and that reflects to the clients. So we have an amazing support staff. I've talked about our processors, but for the clients, I'm always their go-to contact. But there's just so many people behind the scenes that helps make us as efficient as we are. A lot of lenders don't have in-house processors. We process all of our loans here in the same building that we take the loan application in. And this really benefits the clients to make their loan process as easy and pain-free as possible. So I'm not having to call someone in Kentucky who's processing my client's loan here in Richland.
Right. That makes a big difference.
So once that loan does go to underwriting, though, our goal is to get every file out with no conditions, and that loan is ready to close. This is really tough to do, but I'm proud to say about half of our files that go to underwriting come out with no conditions and ready to close. Now, the other half generally come out with one or two minor conditions, but this is a big deal to everyone involved in the transactions from the buyers to the sellers to the agents because it just makes the entire home buying process go so much smoother for everybody. But regardless of the service we offer, we couldn't meet our customers' needs if we didn't have the right loan programs. And we offer just about every loan program out there, from conventional to FHA, VA, USDA, state bond, fixed rate, ARMs, manufactured, special home buyer assistance programs, and then a vast collection of portfolio loan products. So when someone comes to see me, they always know they're getting presented every possible option that's out there. And I'm certainly proud to work for Sterling, no doubt about it.
Fantastic, Tom. Thanks for that information. As we get close to our time, I'm going to sneak in some property because it has been crazy busy. So, in fact, you know, just a couple days ago, all of our buyer's agents were busy. I was out showing buyers three or four houses. I mean, it is just really hopping in the market. I mean, except for probably the, what was it? Probably the Tuesday night ice storm. I mean, except for the ice storm, we've had an amazing start to January. I mean, we've been really lucky weather-wise. So what that did is that just kind of kicked us off with a lot of activity in the market real quick. We've got some new listings that we've picked up already this year. Pick number one, 4731 Hibiscus Street. This is up in West Richland off of Bombing Range. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler on a corner lot. It's got an above-ground pool, fully fenced backyard, newer vinyl windows, fresh paint, brand new exterior paint, and this is priced at $135,000. You know, it's really just one of those fantastic little starter or downsized Ramblers up there in West Richland. Great location. $135,000. Fantastic, fantastic property. Pick number two I've got, 4203 South Kent Street. This has an updated kitchen, new appliances. This is also a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler in Kennewick. This one's 1410 square feet, all new interior doors and trim. It's got formal living room, big family room, and a separate dining room with gated RV parking. So you're getting all of this on almost a quarter acre, and that's $159.9.
Wow.
A great, great deals. And then pick number three is we've got a brand new, recently completed new construction. So this is out in Rancho Riata. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler. That's the theme for the day, three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler. But this property being brand new construction sits on a half acre. There's room for a shop. It's got gorgeous granite counters, large island with the sink in it, stainless steel appliances, and it's got that bonus room over the garage. So when you add that bonus room over the garage, we've got 2,600 square feet on a half acre, brand new construction at $315,000. And it is just a gorgeous situated on the lot. And so that area has just been kind of expanding. There's a lot going on out there. And so
great neighborhood. That's where I live.
Fantastic, fantastic area. So that's our pick three. There's great inventory out there. There's a lot of people looking. And as we move forward in 2014, Kenmore team, we really look to be your premier choice for your real estate needs. And we, as always, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning.
Go on, Stock 870. Packers.